What's happening locally? The news.
And it is our last look for this week, our Friday morning look. Some of those items here in the local news. The percentages of royalties is increased. The use of easements is limited. Exploration and exploitation is restricted only to copper and associated materials. A mine closure plan is included, and the establishment of new tax credits not allowed. These are, in summary, some of the novelties of the contract law between the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, the MICI, and the company Minera Panama, a subsidiary of the Canadian First Quantum, to give continuity for 20 more years, extendable for another 20, to the operation of the mine in Donoso, whose concession area remains the same as in the document agreed in 1997. This was explained by the Minister of the MICI, Frederico Alfaro, at a press conference on Thursday, in which he noted that the new contract will include an anti-corruption clause, the creation of a trust and the transition to renewable energy sources. The terms agreed in January of 2022 are fully complied with, Alfaro said. Royalties to the state, which were previously 2% to 5%, will now be 12 to 16%, depending on gross profit, Alfaro said. The mining company will also pay taxes, remittance, ITBMS, etc., and there will be no unlimited tax credits. The new contract fixes them and does not allow the establishment of new tax credits, he said. Now, a consultation period of 30 days will be open for the population to consult the contract agreed between the MICI and First Quantum. Alfaro promised that in 7 days or sooner, the text will be available online. Then the Cabinet Council must authorise the Minister of the MICI to sign it. The contract signed must be endorsed by the Comptroller's Office and supported before the National Assembly. And finally, the contract law will be sanctioned by President Laurentino Cortizo. Once again, the Supreme Court of Justice has shelved paid leave in local governments. On the 1st of March, the court did not admit an ampero of constitutional guarantees against a note from the Comptroller General of the Republic dated the 6th of June of 2022, which suspended the payment of paid leave to mayors, vice mayors and representatives of corregimientos and their substitutes. The ruling, with the presentation of Judge Olmedo Arrocha, supports a decision assumed by the Comptroller's Office of June 6, 2022, signed by Comptroller Gerardo Solís, addressed to the heads of the central government, decentralized sector, National Assembly, judicial branch, mayors, and representatives of the corregimientos, remains in force, where it is detailed that the disbursements of paid leave were suspended in compliance with the ruling of the Supreme Court of Justice that declared this benefit unconstitutional in favour of the authorities of local governments that at the time of their election exercised functions in some institution of the state. Now, according to the ruling with Arrocha's presentation, the ampero cannot be admitted by the court since the defendant's circular is a mere communication made by the Comptroller's Office for compliance with a ruling of the Supreme Court of Justice, which was issued on the 14th of March of last year. It states that in this case, when reviewing the procedural records, it is not observed that the constitutional guarantees of the 304 councillors who filed the ampero have been violated. 9 people allegedly linked to the commission of crimes of aggravated intentional homicide and attempted homicide were apprehended on Thursday. These are the results of the so-called Hitman operation, in which various raids were carried out in Alcalde Díaz, Betania, Chepo, Chelibre, El Chorillo, El Nesto Córdoba, Campos, and Juan Díaz. Those apprehended are related to events that occurred between 2022 and 2023. At the press conference, the authorities mentioned the case of the capture in Betania of a guy called Alias George for the murder of a citizen of Colombian nationality, which occurred on December the 2nd of last year in Villa Caceres. In this case, the victim's dismembered body was located inside a car that had caught fire in Betania, and another part of his body was found at the Cerro Patacon landfill. Those apprehended now will be placed under the orders of a judge of guarantees for the respective hearings of requests of legalization of apprehension, imputation of charges, and application of precautionary measures. The international police, Interpol of Honduras, captured the Nicaraguan Abner Antonio Ruiz Mendoza, whom Panama is asking for extradition for the rape of a minor, an official source reported on Thursday. Ruiz Mendoza, who had an Interpol red notice, was arrested Wednesday afternoon, Honduran Supreme Court spokesperson Melvin Duarte told reporters. The detainee is accused of the crime of rape of a minor, said Duarte, who indicated that Panama can request the Nicaraguan within the framework of the Convention on Extradition signed in Montevideo, Uruguay, on the 26th of December in 1933. The spokesperson of the judicial branch of Honduras said that the Nicaraguan can remain detained for 2 months until Panama formalizes his extradition request, otherwise he will be released. What is going to happen is that an ad hoc hearing will be held, that is only for the purpose of informing the detained person that there is this international alert, Duarte explained. After 2 years without contributing dividends to the state due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the administration of Tocumen International Airport reported that it delivered to the National Treasury $5 million, corresponding to the fiscal term of the year 2022. This is the first dividend statement since 2019, after in 2020 the air terminal was closed for about 8 months and its reopening took place gradually due to health restrictions. In a statement from Tocumen SA, it was recalled that between $20 and $25 million per year in dividends were paid. Between 2015 and 2019, $118.4 million was paid. Raful Arab, general manager of Tocumen SA, explained that to face the effects of the health crisis, a strategy of recovery of operations, attraction of airlines, debt restructuring, activation of non-aeronautical concessions and the strict control of expenditure were applied. The prices of gasoline and diesel will fall for the second time in a row in the last month in Panama. From this Friday, 95-octane gasoline will drop 1 cent per litre and it will be sold at $1.05 per litre, while 91-octane gasoline will decrease 2 cents and remain at 98 cents per litre. Diesel drops 1 cent, remaining at 97 cents a litre. The Secretariat of National Energy reported that these prices will begin to take effect from this Friday, March the 10th, until March the 24th. Currently, a gallon of 91 and 95 octane gasoline and subsidised diesel is $3.25. Here's a nice story. Always like to hear about Panamanian success. Well, Panamanian scientist Guillermo Antonio Amier continues to make his way in regenerative engineering, along with a team of researchers from Northwestern University in Chicago in the United States. The latest innovation is a small, flexible, one-of-a-kind elastic bandage that accelerates healing by delivering electrotherapy. This is a method used to accelerate the closure of wounds on the skin directly to the wound site. This new bandage in an animal study healed diabetic ulcers 30% faster than in mice without a bandage. Amir's research was published online February the 22nd in the journal Science Advances. Now, the bandage also actively monitors the healing process and then dissolves harmlessly with electrodes in the body when it is no longer needed. In fact, the new bandage could provide a powerful tool for patients with diabetes whose ulcers can lead to various complications, including limb amputation or even worse, death. When a person develops a wound, the goal is always to close that wound as quickly as possible. An open wound is susceptible to infection, and for people with diabetes, infections are even harder to treat and more dangerous. Now, this new bandage is cost-effective, easy to apply, adaptable, comfortable, effective in closing wounds and preventing further infection and complications, said Amir, who co-led the study. The researchers were curious to say whether electrical stimulation therapy could help close these stubborn wounds, as injuries can disrupt the body's normal electrical signals. By applying electrical stimulation, it restores the body's normal signals, attracting new cells to migrate to the wound bed. Now, our body depends on electrical signals to function, said Amir. We try to restore or promote a more normal electrical environment throughout the wound, We observed that the cells quickly migrated to the wound and regenerated the skin tissue in that area. The new skin tissues included new blood vessels and inflammation was reduced, he added. There you go. We're really living in the future, aren't we? That's it. There's our look for this morning. Those are some of the items here in the local news in the Republic of Panama compiled for you on this morning's programme.